Rest of these news in brief. In Egypt, the revolutionary April 6th movement says civil war will erupt if the former regime's prime minister Ahmed Shafik is declared president. Meanwhile, Egypt's state media says an announcement of results in the presidential runoff vote has been postponed. Official results were due on Thursday. Pakistan's textile minister Makhdoom Shahabuddin has been nominated as the country's new prime minister. The decision comes after the Supreme Court disqualified ex-premier Yusuf Raza Gilani over contempt of court charges. Pakistan's National Assembly will meet on Friday to discuss Shahabuddin's nomination. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad calls for a new world order that can benefit human beings. He also criticizes world powers for plundering the wealth of other nations. Ahmadinejad made the remarks at the United Nations Rio Plus 20 summit in Brazil. The summit is discussing sustainable development on Earth. The U.S. economy is still in trouble. The Federal Reserve has cut its forecast for growth in 2012 by half a point. The Fed also says unemployment rate in the coming months will surpass previous expectations. Economic reports in recent months point to a sharp slowdown for the U.S. economy. A U.K. union leader calls for industrial action and civil disobedience in protest of the government's austerity measures. Len McCluskey says government policies are hurting the country's young generation. Fresh figures show around 1 million young people between the age of 18 and 24 are currently unemployed. In Greece, thousands of people queue for food handouts just a few kilometers away from the parliament building. They say they have been hurt by the country's rising unemployment and crippling government spending cuts. The debt-stricken country is now in its fifth straight year of recession. Thousands of Spaniards hit the streets of the capital, Madrid, to show their anger at the government's austerity cuts. They say the government should scrap its labor reforms and come up with better economic policies. Spain is currently suffering from the highest unemployment rate in the Eurozone. Finally, thousands of Chilean students gather in the capital, Santiago, to show their anger over high education costs. They say the government should do more to lower prices. The protest rally began peacefully but soon turned violent after police fired tear gas and used water cannons against protesters.